Bickley and Murata. Social Studies. Brought to you by Carol Royce Keller Williams Realty East Valley. Get more money selling your home. Go to carolhasthebuyers.com. That's carolhasthebuyers.com.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Lots of fun happening on Bickley underscore Murata on Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Lots of fun happening here in this studio today.
Always.
I agree.
Well, let's capture some of it now with Sarah Cazell in Social Studies. Hi, Sarah.
Let's do it. Hello, fellas. Welcome into Social Studies, everyone. We do it every day at 9 o'clock. And hang out with us on Twitter at Bickley underscore Murata. But be nice, if you wouldn't mind. We have a lot of new followers lately, so thanks to all those who have joined us. And if you are not one of them, can you fix that, please? That'd be great.
Yeah, it's just one click away.
Just one.
Really?
Again, under Bickley underscore Murata. Let's start with the NBA and the All-Star situation. The starters were announced yesterday. No Phoenix Suns starting for the West in the All-Star game this year. On February 3rd, they will announce the reserves for the West, so we'll see what happens with Devin Booker and Chris Paul there. Of these four guards coming out of the West, guys, who do you think is most deserving of being a starter this year? Is it Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Luka Doncic, or Ja Morant, who was named a starter?
So we're just giving up one spot to Stephen Curry?
You could include Steph Curry if you think he's less deserving than Ja Morant. I didn't know who to put as the fourth one there.
All right, my head hurts now.
Yeah, I would say this. I would say that there's no bigger fan of Chris Paul than me. I think you match it, Vinny, but there's no bigger fan of Chris Paul than me. I just think Ja Morant deserves that berth. I think he has been spectacular. And that team is coming from nowhere. So I'm going to vote Ja Morant, even though I like Chris Paul better, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you. Ja Morant is having an all-star year. I mean, his scoring average, he's almost at 26 points a game.
Wow.
For a team that is climbing up the standings in the Western Conference. I mean, that's kind of what you look for. I know.
Climbing up the standings to catch which team?
To catch the Suns.
Right.
I don't have a problem with Ja Morant being a starter.
Yeah,
climbing up
either.
To hit the top of the glass, too.
And I think...
Yeah, he does that.
He's insane.
For as good as Devin Booker and Chris Paul are in tandem, their existence hurts the others' chances of being an all-star starter because they're kind of viewed as a package deal. And you can't start three guards, so...
Yeah. Well, this isn't exactly shocking, but the Suns...
Or scientific.
Yeah, but the Suns fans think that Devin Booker, 66% of the vote, believe that he is most deserving to be an all-star starter this year. It's really close, though, between Chris Paul and Ja Morant. 16% say Chris Paul, most deserving. 15% say Ja. Sorry, Luka Doncic, 3% of the vote for you.
The funny thing is, and we've talked about this, who do we think is more viable as an MVP candidate and more worthy? Chris Paul, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Over Devin Booker.
Over Devin Booker.
Right now, yes.
But it feels like the push is that Devin Booker is the one that should be the all-star starter.
Yeah, because Devin Booker's the homegrown player. Devin Booker's got a gigantic young fan base that predated Chris Paul here.
Yeah.
And he's the one that scores a lot more points.
True.
Yes.
Which is still the stat that a lot of people look at solely.
And have you seen his car collection, Jared?
Have you seen this guy's car collection?
Have you seen this guy's car collection?
I haven't seen it. Yeah.
Philip Wilson says, where is the not Andrew Wiggins option?
Different position, unfortunately.
And then Steve P. says, all four of them go small ball for the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's the other thing that's going on right now. Is like everybody talks about the NBA, positionless basketball.
Yeah.
And then when it's the All-Star game, we have to have two guards and three front court players.
Isn't that so stupid?
Especially
you're right.
In an exhibition game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, where it doesn't even matter. Let's move on to the NFL now and the Arizona Cardinals. The team put out their own year-end awards yesterday as voted on by a 27-person panel of Cardinals team employees, all different divisions within the Cardinals organization.
But I like on the content team. 27.
Yeah, that's, like graphics folks.
They do an unbelievable job of content over there. I got to give them credit for that.
Absolutely. So they named James Conner their offensive MVP and Buda Baker their defensive MVP. So our question, open-ended, who gets your LVP, least valuable player for offense and for defense?
We're all about love on this show.
Least valuable player on offense, AJ Green.
Dan's not.
Least. Yeah, I'm just. I'm answering a question honestly. Least valuable player on defense, Zaven Collins.
I'm not going to disagree with the Zaven thing with the asterisk learning curve. Hopefully you get a lot more in year two. AJ Green was a source of frustration for me, too. But what did he have? Over 800 yards? Had some big touchdowns and big spots?
And some not big touchdowns?
The Cardinals had a receiver at an area of need, had a receiver who once upon a time was a second-round draft pick and caught one pass.
Who is that guy's name again?
I forget.
Andy
Isabella.
Isabella.
DK Metcalf, I thought you were
going to
say. Oh. He had a disappointing year.
Did he have one catch all season?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, not that disappointing.
Got it. So AJ Green does show up a ton. There's less agreement on the offensive LVP than the defensive. Unfortunately, that honor very clearly goes to Zaven Collins, according to our listeners.
Saw some Jordan Phillips mentions.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said Dennis Gardeck just because of how fun and exciting he was last year and how little impact he had this year.
He had no sacks this year, did he?
Might have had one.
I thought maybe he had one, but I don't remember. He didn't play very much.
No, he didn't.
Andy Isabella gets some offensive LVP nominations. DJ Humphreys gets some. Let's see, the entire offensive line.
Robert Alford.
Yeah. Max Garcia on offense. Jordan Hicks got quite a lot of votes as well. Breon Borders for defense. Jordan Phillips.
Breon Borders played in one game.
I know, poor guy.
What a guy.
He got roasted,
Couple of votes for DJ Humphreys.
Yes. Which is
what he was supposed to be
said.
The franchise left tackle. And
When he came back from COVID, he struggled, certainly.
Yeah.
Dennis Gardeck, zero sacks on the year.
Okay.
And let's move to our final question for today's social studies. We briefly, at the top of the show, touched on the revamped, relaunching USFL, which returns on April 16th. So we need to know, Vince, is it that, arms in the air, victorious.
Is it that late? I'm going to be totally dialed into week one, and then I'll immediately lose interest like every other spring football league recently.
Exactly. So what we need to know, guys, is what is your favorite sports league of all time that no longer exists?
Oh, I already answered the question. USFL. I was such a USFL nerd.
Mm-hmm.
Nerd alert!
What a dork!
Pre-internet, kids. There was a thing called newspapers.
No.
And they used to print box scores of games in the newspapers. And I would keep my own running totals of stats for all the teams.
What?
Wow.
So I'd write them down in pencil, and then I would update them by erasing and writing in the new total. I did that, I think, for the first 2 years of the USFL.
Did you not have any, like, neighbor kid friends?
I had plenty of friends.
To go play with after school? Okay.
My favorite sports league of all time, clearly...
I just didn't tell them about my hobbies.
Clearly is the American Basketball Association. They were this renegade league that went opposite the NBA. They played with a red, white, and blue basketball, and it was just outstanding.
That got a couple mentions.
Artis Gilmore, Dr. J, Larry Keenan,
Louis Dampier.
How about the IHL? I know you have talked about that in the past, right, Vince? IHL, the Indoor Hockey League, or am I confusing you with Dave Burns?
International Hockey League.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Loved going to Roadrunners games, says Yoko Solo, at the Madhouse.
Well, the Roadrunners were in like three different leagues. They were in the ECHL, the IHL, the Western Hockey League.
They're the Arizona Rattlers of hockey teams.
Yes. Arena Football League in its heyday.
Oh, that's right.
It's very high up on my list as well.
Slam ball, says RC. Trampolines and basketball, genius.
That was like the first commercial anyone saw, they were immediately like saying, oh my goodness, somebody's hamstring is going to fly out their nose in this.
Not only that, my thought was, somebody's going to die.
Break their neck on
Yes.
Well, speaking of, how about American Gladiators? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
That TV show? That got a lot of interest.
American Gladiators gets made fun of, but there's no way you could happen upon that if you're flipping through the channels and not watch.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was tremendous television.
So my fiance and I went to Mexico over the summer last year, and I don't know what network or whatever it belongs to, but they currently in the country of Mexico have an American Gladiators type show that's like part athleticism, part reality, part like rivalries and duels, and it was nuts. We didn't understand any of it, but we watched the hell out of that.
Do you remember the name of the show? I would love to research this.
Mexican Gladiators.
Yeah, not American Gladiators. Jordan, my fiance, will let me know because he started like following competitors on Instagram and stuff.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he became obsessed.
Okay, meanwhile, I cannot believe Jarrett Carlin beat me in Mock My World.
Yeah.
I did not think my team was beatable.
48% for Jarrett.
I'm stunned myself.
Yesterday, we drafted celebs, athletes, artists who died too soon. With the two-year anniversary of Kobe Bryant's death earlier this week, Jarrett drafted Chris Farley, Kurt Cobain, Kobe, and John Belushi. You have 48% of the votes.
48%.
Dan has 27.
Good, another
free
good
touchdown win.
Another good yeah. voter turnout.
Yeah,
too.
I had Pat Tillman, Tupac Shakur, Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Len Bias.
I thought your first two picks. I thought Pat Tillman and Tupac. I thought you were done.
So did
guaranteed
I.
the win.
So did I.
My Betty White pick really backfired.
I know.
It was so funny.
Well,
people just saw it and without hearing my rationale on
right.
it.
You're still beating Sarah.
You're still beating me?
Yeah.
I've got 11% of the vote, Vince, so congrats to you.
I guess third. I'll take third. There you go. There's social studies. Thank you, Sarah.
There you go.
We do it at 9 o'clock every day. At @Bickley_Murata on Twitter is where all that goes down, and you can get involved and follow along. Coming up next. We got football this weekend, but we got an offseason ahead of us, and the biggest question is about the future of Aaron Rodgers. Plenty of possibilities. We'll get into some of them next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Football Friday with Bickley and Murata, presented by 72 Sold. Get your price. 98.7 FM, Arizona's Sports Station.
Free agency is not, I don't think that's an option, but everything is definitely on the table. There are things that seem more plausible or more likely, which I won't necessarily get into, but the most important thing is first the commitment to playing and to going through the offseason and training and all that stuff is the first. And then after that, it's conversations with my agent and Brian and looking at the desires of the team and you know, the kind of the mindset moving forward, and then make a decision from there.
It's Aaron Rodgers in the most recent edition of the Pat McAfee Show, his weekly appearance on that particular program, talking about how everything's on the table, except for free agency, but everything else on the table, the return to the Green Bay Packers, and now everybody's scrambling to come up with where Aaron Rodgers will be playing his football next year. And there's plenty of possibilities, just the way Aaron Rodgers would like it, Beck. Bart Scott, ESPN Radio.
It's the first connection, right? And being able to bring Aaron Rodgers over. Aaron Rodgers controls all the cards, right? And this was the place that he was linked to last year with Vic Fangio in place. So I think everything is lining up in the proper manner.
And that, of course, Bart Scott talking about Denver. Nathaniel Hackett, the new head coach of the Denver Broncos. Aaron Rodgers, offensive coordinator for the last few years in Green Bay. Makes a good amount of sense, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
How about this possibility from Bill Barnwell?
I am going to suggest that Aaron Rodgers
is
the quarterback of the 2022 Las Vegas Raiders. I feel like it makes sense for the Raiders, of course. They want to get that splashy guy. We're hearing rumors Josh McDaniels could be their head coach. Certainly, they'd want to, you know, maybe upgrade a quarterback, get that guy who's going to be the person who helps sell tickets in Las Vegas. And hey, I mean, Derek Carr is a good quarterback, man. He is underrated and a guy who you could absolutely plug in Green Bay and say, okay, you're going to be our week one starter, and we think you can play at a high level here in the final year of your deal. So to me, I think Derek Carr could be kind of like a good transition quarterback where if Jordan Love's not 100% ready, which we don't know that he is yet, Derek Carr could be that guy for the Packers here.
Look, we have Bill Barnwell on the show, and we always appreciate the intelligent way he looks at football. I haven't heard anybody else suggest this, but what is your reaction to that? Yeah, Rodgers in Vegas.
Yeah, listen, it's all about the Green Bay Packers and what they want to accomplish. They are $44 million over the cap. So if they're looking down at a couple of years where they're going to be really bad, they might just want an abundance of draft picks and to go that route. But to me, if you really wanted to maximize that position, that's the trade piece that's out there. That's the one. I don't know. I mean, you could do a deal and get Baker Mayfield. People have suggested Baker Mayfield is a potential fit in Green Bay. I think it's interesting to me. It is. But the way this whole thing is lining up with Denver, it just seems to me, once again, the Packers and the Broncos had discussions last year. We know because Mark Schlereth broke that news.
Yes.
So to me, there probably is a framework of a deal already done between the two. And it probably includes a ton of draft picks.
It would have to.
So if you're the Packers, do you want to bring in another quarterback that's high? I don't know what Derek Carr's contract is, but it's fairly substantial, isn't it?
Yeah, he's making big money.
Only one more year, though.
Okay.
So it would be like a stopgap until Jordan Love, where you have one more year of competitiveness,
right?
Until he's ready.
But again, are you going to be competitive if Davante Adams isn't re-signing? I mean, it's not
really that horrible. Cap hit on Derek Carr last year of his contract, almost $19.9 million.
Okay,
not horrible.
No,
here's another possibility.
All right,
Mike Golic Jr., ESPN Radio. He's looking at Indianapolis
Colts. What are you waiting for? Because, Chris, you brought up that cap space. They've been sitting on that cap space for years right now. Every offseason we roll in, and it's like, when are you going to do something? They played it safe. You brought Phillip Rivers over, who had the relationship with Frank Reich. You brought Carson Wentz over with that same reason. You went on veteran quarterbacks you could trust, but it wasn't a massive swing here. You got a roster with the equal mix of veterans you mentioned in critical spots, young guys on rookie deals you can still take advantage of. Swing big in this offseason if you are Chris Ballard in this organization, and go ahead with take what's out there right now. Give them an offer that they cannot look away from here, and forget the statue of Peyton Manning out in front of that building. Forget everything else here. You got a chance to bring that guy in behind a unit that everywhere else seems already made for this.
About that cap space, according to SpotTrack.com, the Colts right now, $42.9 million of cap space to work with, which is, interestingly enough, only the seventh most. Denver is above them at $44 million. So there's lots of possibilities. I'm really intrigued by that Raiders situation, but I tend to agree with you. Denver right now makes the most sense.
It does seem like it's going to be AFC, though, right?
Yeah, but you know, there's also people that are saying that if Aaron Rodgers orchestrates his way out of Green Bay, he should stay in the NFC if he's got all the power in the cards, because the road to the Super Bowl in the future, in the very near future, is going to be real tough in the AFC due to these young quarterbacks playing at this high level.
Yeah,
Aaron Rodgers has made one Super Bowl appearance in his career. So he hasn't had the easiest time getting there anyway.
The other thing about it is Aaron Rodgers in his new role of villain, that suits Las Vegas very well, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And the Raiders, both of those brands, suits it very, very well.
Well, they've always been the outlaws of the NFL.
Always.
And he certainly has taken a heel turn in the last year. I'm just looking at the first website that popped up in terms of odds of his whereabouts next year. Green Bay still the overwhelming favorite, followed by Denver, Pittsburgh. They've got an opening now. I don't know if you heard. Did you hear about Big Ben?
What this guy looks like, Jared? You ever seen this guy? Looks like a big baked potato.
Pittsburgh, San Francisco, and Indianapolis. Denver not even in the top, Las Vegas not in the top five, according to this particular website.
Pittsburgh doesn't really have a lot of, do they have a lot of weapons for, like?
I like their receiving core with
their
Johnson.
Offense was so bad, but is that because of Ben Roethlisberger was so bad?
I think that had a lot to do with it. They didn't have Juju for most of the year. He came back late for the playoff game.
You pointed this, I think both of you pointed this out. It is funny that all the young, hot, great, up-and-coming quarterbacks seem to reside in the AFC.
Yeah, and two of the greatest of all time might be leaving the NFC in Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers.
That's why Kyler Murray's got a perfect opportunity
wide
for him
to
take
to
that
the guy. Yeah.
Take the reins of that title in the NFC. You can text your thoughts to the FanDuel text line. It's always open at 620-620. Coming up next, Jarrett Carlin with a little comic relief to get you ready for your weekend. The Sports Kebab is next. It's Bickley and Murata Mornings live from the Ak Chin Community Studios, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
Time to take a look at the Arizona Sports Poll Question. Brought to you by Sanderson Ford. The best play is at Sanderson Ford.
All right. We will get to Jarrett Carlin and the Sports Kebab in just a moment. But for now, welcome back to Bickley and Murata Mornings. We're heading to ArizonaSports.com for today's poll question.
Drag this one out a little bit, would you, Sarah?
You want me to kill some time? Kill a couple jokes?
Jarrett's frantically writing back. No, I'm just joking.
Oh, I got you. So the thing about the NBA is there's a trade deadline.
Wow.
7. Gave yourself some extra buffer time today. How about that? February 10th, Thursday, February 10th, is the NBA trade at deadline, so a couple weeks away. And our poll question today on ArizonaSports.com asks, what should the Suns do at the trade deadline? Three options. They should go all in, be aggressive with future draft picks. They should look for smaller moves, not force anything, or they should do nothing.
I think the right answer is B.
I do too.
I think there's a couple of places you could strategically add somebody, a fourth wing or another backup point guard.
Okay.
But nothing major. No, nothing. No major moves. No.
Maybe a bigger body four. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe that. Yeah.
But yeah, Vic's right. Smaller moves don't force anything. And I know a lot of people are trying to, you know, draft picks are useless when you're drafting that late in the first round, and go for it and throw it all in and really make a push to win this whole thing. And you try to project who might be hurt when the playoffs roll around. Good luck doing that. You never know. You never know what's going to happen. So yeah. You got to. If something grabs you, go for it. But I don't think it's going to be a roster-shaping move, no.
All right, place to vote for that middle option, and that is what our voters think as well. 46% of them say look for smaller moves, but don't force anything. 31% say don't do anything, stand pat. 23% say be aggressive.
Get that ball. hey. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Today's Sanderson Ford poll question. You can vote on it right now on the homepage at ArizonaSports.com.
Don't you have some dirty jokes to go tell?
It's sports news skewered. The Sports Kebab.
Oh, week in the making. Fridays at 9:30. It's time for the Sports Kebab. What do you got for us today, Jarrett?
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you. Always see now and then the ex-cheerleader come out. From Vince Murata.
Yes.
Well done.
But this is the Sports Kebab, and we're starting this week with some news from the world of national legislation.
Oh, wow.
Because longtime Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer announced his retirement yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this. A replacement will be named shortly, and somewhat surprisingly, the person projected to be chosen and voted in is Andrew Wiggins, which is, should never have let the fans vote on that.
The Justice. Yes. That's his new nickname.
Of course, what I'm referring to is the fact that Andrew Wiggins was voted an NBA All-Star starter while both Devin Booker and Chris Paul were not. Now, they play different positions, but this does highlight the problems with the All-Star voting. A K-pop star pushed for Wiggins to start, so his fans voted. A K-pop star. I think we can all agree that all-star starters should not be determined by a legion of 14-year-old girls who follow a singer on Instagram. They should be determined by a legion of 16-year-old girls who follow Kendall Jenner on Instagram. I mean, come on. And you know who I blame for this, guys?
Who?
NBA commissioner and dehydrated Popeye Jones. Adam Silver. Adam Silver. Have you seen this Adam Silver?
No, I haven't. What does he look like?
He doesn't look like he should be an NBA commissioner. He looks like he should be protruding from Medusa's head.
Oh, no.
Jeez.
Gosh.
Well, I mean, I kind of see it.
Yeah, you see it. Well, I mean, have you seen Adam Silver?
I think maybe. Remind me. What does he look like,
He looks
Jarrett?
Like a frayed twisty tie for a loaf of bread. Because... if nothing else, Adam Silver, kind of a weird-looking guy.
What does he look like?
He looks
How weird is he?
He looks like the California Raisins accountant.
Oh, God!
But I'm mad. I'm mad. I mean, yes, Mr. Silver, I have a bone to pick with you. And I don't literally mean picking a bone from the pile of eviscerated corpses sitting in your lair. No, that's not what I mean. No, my problem is with a system that puts the fourth best player on a team as an all-star starter. I mean, if you asked any NBA fans, they would have said you'd be more likely to see John Stockton publish an article in the New England Journal of Medicine than Andrew Wiggins be an all-star starter.
Well done.
Yeah. But that voting might that voting might not even be the most controversial of the week in sports, because the MLB Hall of Fame announced their incoming class, and David Ortiz was the only member. No Bonds, no Clemens, no Sosa in their final years. And look, I get it. It's tough to judge these guys. I mean, players in that era used more drugs than the students on Euphoria. But still, people thought that this was the year Bonds would get in. And I think Bonds gets a bad rap, okay? We all hear about the PEDs. We all hear about his relationship with the media. But the good is rarely reported. I mean, during many hot summer days in San Francisco, Bonds would fill his Giants hat with water and let local underprivileged kids swim in it. And yet, you never hear about that.
No, you never do.
But that's part of it, though. Image, right? Reputation, likability. And everyone liked David Ortiz. I mean, well, you know, except the people that leaked the PED story about him and, you know, his ex-girlfriend that filed the restraining order against him. And oh, that guy, you know, who shot him in the back.
Oh, that's right.
But everybody
forgot about
else, they liked him. Likeable guy. Yeah.
Forgot about
None
that.
None of those three were Hall of Fame voters.
No, I guess not.
Yeah.
But speaking of the people that not everyone likes, Aaron Rodgers in the news as rumors swirl about his future. We were just talking about it on the show last segment. And while we don't know where Rodgers will play next season, we do know that whoever he picks will be Neil Young's least favorite team.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's funny.
Elsewhere in the NFL, the Jaguars are in negotiations with Byron Leftwich to be their next head coach. But reports say Leftwich does not want to work with current GM Trent Baalke and wants him to be fired. Huh. I haven't seen someone this intent on getting rid of Baalke since cousin Larry wanted the apartment to himself for a hot date, babe.
Why is Dan leaving the studio?
I don't know. There's many good reasons. But we'll stay in the NFL because it's championship weekend. And the NFC features the Rams versus the 49ers.
Yay.
Yeah. This matchup, of course, very conflicting for Cardinals fans to see two other NFC West teams playing for a chance at the Super Bowl. But the matchup is also conflicting for Rams fans. Because on the one hand, LA people hate the team, the 49ers, right?
Yes.
But on the other hand, they do love gold diggers. So conflicted.
Uh-huh.
And, and finally, in the AFC, we have the big matchup, the Chiefs versus the Bengals. Now, many think of this as Mahomes versus Burrow, but I'm looking at the matchup of Andy Reid versus the Bengals. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but Andy Reid has a long history with the city of Cincinnati.
Does he?
Yeah, did you read this story? I don't know if you... It turns out Andy Reid was actually the one who wrote Pete Rose's speech when he got inducted to the Red Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Chili, ribs, pizza, ice cream, pizza.
It was all Andy Reid right there. That's this week's.
Good job,
I find
Jared.
That hard to believe. There was no mention of burgers anywhere.
That and we gold know that digger that's joke weakness. Was phenomenal.
Thank you.
That was very, very well done. Thank you. I enjoyed that very much.
And Cousin Larry.
The Baalke one was incredibly stupid. I did nearly walk out on you.
Great.
Cousin Larry
appreciates the reference.
Cousin Larry Appleton. Mark Lynn Baker.
Mark Lynn Baker, yes. Yes, Mark Lynn Baker.
I'll name someone who cooks Mark Lynn. Stupid.
Is this breaking news here, Sarah?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Is it actual breaking news, like I should play the sounder?
Probably.
Yeah, you should.
Arizona Sports. Breaking news.
Sarah made us aware of this.
I'm unaware. Tell me.
DevilsDigest.com. Breaking news. Arizona State offensive coordinator Zach Hill resigns due to NCAA's review findings. Just finding out about this. Haven't had a chance to read the article or sift through the details, but that looks like the first domino. And, wow, that's...
The NCAA's review did implicate wrongdoing by Zach Hill.
Hence the hiring of Brian Billick.
Yet he was not one of the coaches put on administrative leave, so this was a later finding, we would imagine. Brian Billick coming from the sidelines to be an OC, maybe? Does his title change? Wow.
Well,
big news from ASU football.
Yeah, that is big news.
We can reflect on that a little bit more as we close things out on this Friday. Next, Bickley and Murata Mornings, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.
98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bickley and Murata, song of the day.
All right, you want somebody to blame for Andrew Wiggins being an all-star starter. This is your dude, Bam Bam. K-pop star Bam Bam.
Wow.
That has 9.6 million followers on Twitter. He tweeted on January 7th, it's the best time to begin 2022. He's one of the best two-way players. Wiggs deserves to be an all-star. Vote Andrew Wiggins in the 2022 NBA All-Star Game due to the voting. Got 68,000 likes, that particular tweet. Earlier that day, Kendall Jenner, 31.9 million Twitter followers, had tweeted out, "Y'all, I know I want to see Devin Booker play in the All-Star game." Only got 28,000 likes.
I think she needed to be more direct. She needed to tell people go vote.
Yep.
Yeah. That's
retweet
what she needed to
vote.
Do.
Yeah, I agree.
But just me explaining what happened.
It
illustrates the absurdity of NBA All-Star voting.
It's true.
So Bam Bam's your dude. What do you think of this? I know nothing about K-pop.
Other
than the song Butter
this
on
is,
that phone commercial.
This is better than I was expecting, because I was expecting absolutely nothing.
Oh, K-pop
I was expecting
is,
garbage.
It's catchy. It'll get stuck in your head.
Not out of room up there, man.
Today's song of the day.
Bickley and Murata going off the grid. Brought to you by Sweet James Accident Attorneys. If you've been hurt in an accident, call Sweet James at 800-500-5200 or sweetjames.com.
A little daily dose of Vinny Joe trivia to start off the grid today. And your question as we head into championship weekend in the NFL. In all championship game matchups, there's only been two quarterbacks, believe it or not, who have thrown for 400 or more yards in a game in a conference championship game. Couple of hints. Both of the quarterbacks who have done it were in the AFC, and both quarterbacks' last names both begin with the same letter. Can you name the two quarterbacks who have thrown for 400 or more yards in a champion in an AFC championship game? If I give you the letter, I'll probably give it away. You want the letter?
Yeah.
The letter is M, as in Michael.
Brain dead. Friday. Jared, you got anything?
Wait. You asked a question?
Brain dead. I've got... My brain is just like... Yeah.
Doing something.
Dan Marino?
Oh!
Peyton Manning.
And Peyton Manning.
Yes. Marino threw for 421 yards for the Dolphins in 85. Manning, 400 yards even for the Broncos against the Patriots in 2014.
Okay.
There you go. This Zach Hill story.
It's interesting.
Yes. Have you been sifting through a little bit of it?
I found a couple things interesting. Hode Rubino reporting that Brian Billick will not be the offensive coordinator. So that hire was not at least specifically tied to Zach Hill. But apparently Auburn University was waiting to hire Zach Hill as their offensive coordinator. And they were waiting to make sure he did not get implicated. And now that he is not getting that job either.
Why? He didn't do anything wrong at Auburn. And true. They run a clean program over there, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
So I wonder if this means that Herm Edwards is not implicated in any way, shape, or form. Because one of the things that was popular early on was that as part of this dossier, there were photos.
Right, of the back of his head, right?
Of the back of his head.
So institutional control does not apply here then?
We don't have the final answer, but
yeah.
I think you're asking a very pertinent question. And if they're empowering Herm Edwards still to hire new members of this, well, they're going to have to find a new offensive coordinator at the very least.
And that's what Hode is reporting, that they're going to be in the market for an OC, which is, you know, I don't know how ideal that is for the quarterback situation. You know, I mean, they've already lost their two best running backs, and Jaden Daniels going into his fourth year having to deal with a new offensive coordinator.
Just from a football standpoint, there's a lot of ASU fans that I think are happy. There was a lot of frustration with Zach Hill this past year.
I kind of felt the same way a little bit.
Championship weekend. Who you like, Bick?
Oh, I like the Rams and I like the Chiefs. Even though I think the 49ers give them fits, I think this is I think the Rams are going to handle this moment.
I think we're going to see a rematch of the Chiefs 49ers from a couple years ago.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just got a feeling about this 49ers team. And I was influenced by the curmudgeon Ray Ratto. Speaking of Ray Ratto, thanks to him for joining us. Thanks to Dave Pasch. Thanks to you for hanging out. Have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday morning at 6. Wolf and Luke are up next here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. But prepare yourselves for, I don't know, about 2.5 minutes of Goofy. Is that about right, Jared? Here you go.
Mister, I knew was a Valley band. Because you know how they got their name? In the summer when you eat outside, they were just looking around, Mister.
Boo.
Oh, no.
Boo.
Wow.
Boo.
Boo.
Okay.
Denver is known for its Rocky Mountain oysters.
I have tried those before.
Yeah?
Really?
How'd it go?
Yeah. They're fine. They were like
salty,
breaded and fried.
Salty.
Who the heck are you, Jarrett?
Ferret?
Who made you commissioner?
Come on, Garrett.
Genetic wonder, Jarrett Carlin.
Dan Socrates.
He's tall and hairy. And whatever.
You have a type, Jarrett, don't you? Justin Ribbit, Rainbow Sherbet,
AJ Doy, Tommy Vigorito,
Bismarck Biombo.
Isn't that right, Donald Ockett?
That's me. I'm Wolf.
Baseball with Howard Bolz.
And a bubble.
In a bubble with Bob Bolz.
Howard
Bolzer.
Who with Bolzer?
He must kill the queen. Pizza. Ribs.
Chili.
Ice cream.
Chili.
Lobster Thermidor.
Beef Stroganoff.
Dave, what are we going to do now? We don't got no QB. Ben Roethlisberger's going to retire. And now we're going to go into a long night. Now we're going to look at Joe Burrow and the Mahomes.
He must kill the queen.
Well, why is that, Tom?
Greatest playoff game ever.
Who's talking about you?
Yet there's Cliff Kingsbury.
Kingsbury.
Is this the end of the NFL?
I can change. Yeah. And you can change.
Get my name out of your mouth.
And Aaron Rodgers, the icon of another team to come and save us, or Russell Wilson, please.
Do not take Eberflus if you are pregnant or have high blood pressure.
When I say social, you say study. Social.
Studies.
Social.
Studies.
Sack nine times, still dropping dimes. What do you think, Busta Rhymes? Cut up some lime.
With me to kind.
What does a sassy horse eat?
Hey.
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
Hi there. Heidly doodly. How you doing?
Huh?
Huh?
No.
Wow.
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 Wistful.
Forlorn.
Downtrodden. Crestfallen. Melancholy.
She did die after he elbow dropped her through a table.
Ron, you're so dumb.
Thanks, Jimmy, for the Super Bowl ring, you gorgeous SOB.
He's swooky because he's a suave Wookiee.
I think he corked his face.
I thought you had botulism.
Look at Eeyore over here.
Are you ever truly happy if you're in Cincinnati?
Ridiculous. Kristen Stewart as Spencer Keatsman.
A steroid-fueled freak.
Hey, speaking of slow moving, let's talk baseball for a second, huh?
Punks of turds.
Know that?
Stat patter. Keep that ass dragging away from the nut cutting.
Nut cutting time.
I'm just reminded about how many times my dad told me to join the military.
And all you did was go along with the haircut.
I could be excited and nauseous at the same time.
Can you really?
Oh,
you,
yes.
You can do both of that?
That's like a magnet woman.
Now that's the line of the week.
I apologize to everyone listening at home or in their cars right now.